Good evening. Brother Freedom and I are here. We've just been talking about the wonderful things of God and God's wonderful word. We sure enjoy Corinthians, and we're hoping you're going to enjoy it too. I think God's going to lead Brother Freedom in that direction tonight. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We glorify you. Lord, we pray that you'll really help us. Help us, oh God, to really receive your wonderful word and the direction of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I'm going to get into something that nowadays is afraid to get into, but I'm going to start with the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And the verse right before it in the 13th chapter, and the 13th verse is, "Now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." So that's the puts in the place to pick it up on 14:1. Paul, I just pray that you anoint your word tonight. Touch your people this way. Oh, Lord, I know that there's people that are starving. They need more of your word. They need more of your spirit. But they're starving to death, and they're just getting a little touch, and it's not sustaining them, or it's not keeping them. And you want to give them a diet of glory clouds around them. You want the blessing to be upon them. Father, enrich your life. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly believe this is where we are. We're living in the last, I believe this church history is just about to finish. And we're living in that last hour for the church. I'm not sure exactly all the things what's going to happen, but I know that Jesus is coming back for a righteous, a holy people, a beautiful bride. They're spotless. They're above reproach. They're walking in His victory, in His love, in His counsel. And I believe that He's coming back very, very soon. And we need to be ready. We need to prepare for that day. So I think we should take heed to the things that we hear, lest any time we should let them slip. That's in the Word of God. It says that in Hebrews. Take more earnest heed to the things that we've heard, lest any time we should let them slip. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you might prophesy. The spiritual gifts are something wonderful. It's the tongue, the interpretation of tongues, prophecy, all these things come in a gift. And the Bible says that the church needs to be edified by the Spirit of God. And He gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. Now, nowadays, this is not heard of. But this is what the Bible says. And truly, I believe this is right. It says there is one body, one spirit, even as you're called, and one hope, and one calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father, who is above all, through all. God makes no mistakes. He's very special for the perfecting of the saints. Nowadays, well, that's phonyism. You know, we're all sinners saved by grace. Let's don't think we're so righteous because they say, well, go on, you're no spiritually good if you think this. But I believe that God speaks through this holy word, calling us all into perfection for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We need that edifying. We need the attention. What we're getting now, it's natural. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. What we're getting now comes from what we get out of our mind. We say, because it comes out of our mind, that's from God. No, it doesn't. It don't have to be. God supersedes all of this. It comes by His mighty hand. It is not short. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. There's blessing. Till we all come to unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. What does it say? A perfect man unto the measure, a statue of the fullness of Christ. This is supposed to take place not overnight, but gradually until we get to a place that we're in a halfway walk without stumbling. We're like a drunken person, or like I was a couple years ago when I had a stroke. I couldn't walk without trying to fall down. That's the way we walk in the spirit world. We're so full of darkness that we got the heavy loads on us that we can't even move. But God said we're to grow into perfection. I believe this. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. See where the Spirit is. Probably everybody should be speaking pretty much the same thing. But you listen now, all the messages that man gives. Some of them don't even have anything pertaining to the Word. I've heard pastors speak on football games, basketball games, fishing, and I mean, not even putting in any. I remember I went to a certain church, and I never heard in the whole sermon anything about even Jesus, let alone the power of the Spirit of God. It was all just a bunch of formal words put together, and the people there was just having a field day in nothing. I truly believe that we must speak the truth in love. We hold God's Word high. And we can't handle that Word in our flesh. It takes the Spirit of God moving our lives that we're able to have the charisma on that Word that we're supposed to have with power, with emphasis on special things. God wants to enlighten us by His special love, His special calling, His special leadership that only He has. Greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. But that's with as the Spirit of God leading you. That's not that way when you're following yourself. It's not greater. You're misinterpreting because that's if the Spirit is moving upon you. And you cannot move if in your flesh tell people it's moving the Spirit because that's a lie. That's not the truth. And the Bible says we shall have the truth and the truth shall set us free. I believe that if we live where we should be with God, God will anoint us by His supernatural Spirit, and we don't know exactly, come and see this, what we're going to say, but we know it's the oracles of God. And Peter talks about that we have the oracles of God, and that's what it's talking about. We must have a leadership from our eyes upon the Lord. He is our pattern. He's our one that speaks through us and in us and about us with the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon us. It says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted that by every joint supplieth according to the effectual working and the measure of every part maketh increase in the body, even the edifying of itself in love. We need to realize without the leadership of God's Spirit upon us, we speak things that cuts. We speak things sometimes that hurts. We speak sometimes things that actually put us down, we lose ground, and that's not by the power of God. God wants us to walk in His counsel. The triumph that talks in Corinthians about the triumph through, He wants us just to try, and He'll give the help. If you'll put yourself in God's hand, you try, and God will give you the help by the manifestation. He'll multiply your strength into 1,000-fold. Thousands shall come at that time, but it shall not come nigh on thee. There's a multiplication of God's blessing upon you that makes you more than conquerors through Him which loves us. But it comes through the Spirit. It comes by that power we just, a little bit in Corinthians there where it talks about, for he that speaketh an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, however, the Spirit speaketh mysteries. That's the thing that blows some people away, but when we speak to the Lord, it edifies us. It gives us clarity. And I agree there's a place not to speak. There's a place where we're to stay silent, only move when the Spirit, but there's a signature of that Holy Ghost upon you that it identifies what God wishes to speak out. Come on, the glory is the signature that God puts His signature on it through the unction of the Spirit. It manifests itself. Yes, the tongue has to have an interpretation, but it also, just the natural, the regular person that received the baptism, when you speak in that heaven, it edifies you. It builds you up Building up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. It means all of us need that edifying. We all need that lift, building ourselves up. Because in ourselves, we're not able to do the will of God. I believe this. We grow in grace. We grow and mature in the things of God. He that speaketh in the unknown tongue edify himself, but he that prophesieth edify the church. Well, that's really simple there. Because as the tongue goes out, it comes through, a lot of it is through an unknown method that brings forth the message to what the interpreter has to give. Sometimes it don't have to be that way. Sometimes it can come through just a prophetic word that comes from God. It comes from the same word. There's two different ways. But they're both of God. And there's no confusion. It brings things that you'll feel a hush come in upon you when everything else has sort of fallen apart. When the Spirit of God, it just, everything comes down and you start people getting healed. Things happen when the Spirit of the Lord's there. I've been in full gospel businessman meeting, and the Spirit of God would start moving, and really there was not much more word that had even had to be said. God just moved down in a glorious way, touched hearts. I was in a service one time, and we started the service, and the Spirit of God was so heavy there of the Spirit, the Spirit of God was so intensely there, and we just have God to have his own way. And there was a man there that had been in a motorcycle accident, and his body had been all broke up, and God started healing that man and healed him in that service. And then other people came in, and God moved mightily. The Spirit started, but an unction through the Word of God, the glorious God, it brings a platform, a foundation for God to work upon. It clears the air. It makes a setting that the Holy Ghost can move through. Without the Kamashita, you don't have this. It clears any wrong spirits there. It gets rid of the wrong spirits. It brings a power of God, the resurrection power of God, that God wants to move bodily. The anointing comes upon us. The supernatural things from heaven come down to help us, to sustain us, to encourage us. We need this encouragement. We need that help. That only the Spirit of God can, with that we're maimed, we're lame, we're not equal, we're not, but with that we're more than equal, we're pluses, we're overcome. God, it makes us over in Him, confident of the things, the problems we face, that we have the answer, we have the direction, we have the calling. I learned many years ago, that's why I wanted when I spoke, it would be just what God. So God started teaching me really early. He'd tell me certain things, and I would know. I was like one time He said, "I tell you today to stop, stop." When He told me stop, I stopped. And there was a porcupine right there. And there's things like that. I'm telling many things like that. God's word wants to come into our heart that we know what's right from heaven. There's no question marks. It's all directed by God's anointing. There's the gift of prophecy. There's the gift of healing. There's the gift of discernment. You know that gift of discernment is so special? It lets you know whether something's of the right spirit. We need that. We need that gift of tongues, interpretation, because it's God speaking to church. It talks about that in Revelation, that God can speak to the church. This last hour, He can't speak to most churches. It's not open no longer. Everybody's there in the flesh. And you gotta tell the truth. You're in the flesh because you're called out by your mind. What do you do when you go home and write it all down for Sunday morning? You do it by your mind. The Spirit's not the same. The Spirit moves upon us as He willeth, as He directs us. And we need to be open to that. You say, "Well, I can't do it that way." Well, if the Bible tells me, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Call upon me and I'll answer thee and show you great and mighty things you know not." God has a library of blessings, a library of prophets that speak forth the evidence of things not seen. God wants to move in those ways. You call it as such, you know it's right. I know time after time I've stuck my neck out and never did stick my neck out because it was right eye on. And with God, you can truly trust Him. You need to be able to trust Him with your life, with your whole environment around you. God wants to uplift us this last hour that we might walk in the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's blessings. You know, in the Old Testament, we see that many people in the Old Testament made mistakes. But we see it now. We still see people make mistakes. Just because you're claiming to be a Christian, that don't stop you from making a mistake. What will stop you from making a mistake is having the Spirit of God alive within you. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's what manifests itself in you that you can speak as the oracles of God. You speak in His blessing. You can speak as an overcomer. You can speak to do the will of God. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I believe that this cannot be obtained only through the Spirit. I believe if you stay in the Spirit, I knew this, I've observed it from many years, but I remember one time my wife wanted to go to a certain church, and me by going there, I was not where I should be. And it affected my whole being. If you'll be truthful with God, you need to get your being right with God that you become an overcomer with Him. Because if you're just a little bit out of step, you're going to be a little bit out of step. And our timing is on the Lord. Our timing is in Him and His blessing. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty, there's power, there's glorious things that happen. We must build ourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. For the Spirit of the Lord, there's something about praying in that heavenly language that does something for us. But I think many of us, it says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. See, that's what we've done in our churches. We've compromised. I was part of Full Gospel Businessmen, and we had a move from heaven. God was moving just a few little simple things, and God moved there mightily. But when we started having fellowship with unrighteousness, then unrighteousness comes in, and they want to be in the leadership. And pretty soon, if you let them, they'll take over like they did. It's not right, but we've all backed off from the calling that God's put in us. I believe that God wants us to be strong in Him, that we might walk upright with Him. We walk one hand in hand with Him. That only, it says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? God has not given us any way that we can have agreement with idols. For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them, and be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. God wants to receive us. He says, I'll be a father unto you. God wants to be receive us and be a father unto us, that we might be the inheritance from heaven. God has an inheritance for all of His children. But we can't go out here and compromise with lesser things. As the Bible says, what's the matter of faith is sin. It becomes sin when we compromise to something that brings our standard down. As they say tomorrow, you don't have to do these things. That's bringing our standard down. And that's why in the United States, the standard is not where it should be today, because we've compromised so far that they don't even know where we are today. Nobody knows nothing because of compromising. And if your spiritual life the same way, you start compromising, you're going to lose what God wants you more than conquerors. That means not satisfied with compromise. He wants you victorious. That's above it. That's challenge the things. Walk in the things. Walk in holiness. Walk in the beauty of His power. The beauty of His anointing. God will never lose the fight. If we're His children, He'll keep His eyes upon us and He'll protect us. He'll guide us. He shall direct us. We need to remember that God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's in us than He is in the world. Our Father is glorious. And He helps those that draws nigh to Him. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to us. It says, resist the devil, he'll flee from us. We need to resist those ugly, like I told those men, I was on a church board one time, and there was 14 men, 13, or 12 of the men, and I said, I will not compromise. And I thank God that I stood by myself. I stood by myself. And these men says, if you want to be in our church, you'll do this. I said, no, I won't, because I won't be here. I haven't compromised. I don't want to compromise. And those things, I've made some mistakes, but none of those kind of things. Those things, we just stand true. We just stand on target. We must, because God has no other source but us. Many times he calls us to succeed, to be faithful, to walk in holiness, to walk upright. Even we stand by ourselves. That God, all is well. If God be for you, greater is he that's in you. Ye not for shame. God is not slack concerning his promise, but God will bless you. He'll anoint you. He'll strengthen you this day. Out there today, I'm going to close this message tonight, but you need to learn to walk with a heavenly language upon you. The speaking of tongues, it edifies the body. It edifies you. It'll build you up. It'll encourage you. It'll enrich your life. I pray that God will bless you this night. And if God be for you, remember who can be against you. I pray that God will touch you in a mighty way. We praise you this night. We thank you for the will of God in a mighty way. Father, I just pray that touch your people in a mighty way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For I, the Lord thy God, am here. I've heard this word tonight. And I say, my church is not moving forward, but it's going down. For I've called thee a people unto holiness. And then they have a way, a form of holiness, but it's not what I see. I say to my people, look up, search for me, and you'll surely find me. Seek my face, and I shall bless thee. Pray, and I'll speak to thy heart. Call upon me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you greater my things. But many aren't doing what I just said. They're not calling upon me. They're not searching for me. They're not doing anything. And that, my people, thou must search for me. Thou must enrich yourself in me, because I say the time is coming when this day shall be over and men will not be able to find the way. It's a day of darkness is coming upon this earth. And I tell you, upon this land that thou livest in, it's going to be long since the Spirit of God, there's going to be troubles. Perilous times are at the door. I say a time of judgment is about to happen. A time when unsettledness is to the land. Look this night. You say, see me. Tornadoes this night. There's many floods this night. There's many destructions. I says, that's not normal. I says, all over this land. And I say, over the world. But I, the Lord thy God, call my people to register to the Lord their God to seek me. But my people don't hear me. They don't realize that I am in the weather. I do this without judgment. My words declare judgment must begin in the house of God at church. First begin at you, what shall the end of them that believe not? I have told my people, seek me. My church is scattering. They're doing everything. They got other things to do. They got parties to go through. They got trips to go on. They got everything. Ungodliness is not ordained by me. They're things of the world. And it's things that will not bring triumph in their lives. They'll be not victorious, they'll walk beneath what I've called them to come for. If you will seek me, you shall surely find me. But if you cease to call my name, one day you'll miss that day. And that day you'll wish it's this day that you would search for me. You'd wish that you'd made in writing that I will love the Lord, I will serve the Lord, I will walk it. I want his concept, his blessing to be in my life, that I might be an overcomer. But my people are short from this day. They're confused. They're walking in self. They're walking beneath where I call them. Come, my people, and I will restore thee. Come before it's too late. Seek me, and ye shall surely find me, said the Spirit of God.
Father, we just thank you for these wonderful words. Lord, we thank you that Brother Freedom is not some slick talker, but that you anoint him by the Holy Ghost. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you for the gifts. In Jesus' name, amen.